Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Devastated and you're angry. This is one of the seven stages of grief.
Yeah.
But who are you angry at? I know it's easy to say Steve Cohen. It's easy to say David Stearns. Mm-hmm. But doesn't this start to feel like Edwin Diaz wanted to be elsewhere?
Tiki, I'm glad you asked that. And you're going to say this is the easy way out. I don't really give a rat's ass if you think it's the easy way out. I'm pissed at all of them.
Including Edwin Diaz.
All of them. I am pissed at... Where do you want me to start? I'll give you the choice. Who do you want me to start with?
Start with Edwin Diaz.
Edwin Diaz didn't love us as much we loved him. He didn't, okay? He may have said all the right things. He may have done all the right things. Remember when all you people were so pumped up that Edwin Diaz said, I have to think about opting out. I'm not sure if I'm going to opt out. See, Edwin loves the Mets more than Pete Alonso because Pete already announced he's opting out. Mm-hmm. Edwin Diaz probably lied to us. He probably looked at the Dodgers the way Kevin Durant looked at the Warriors and said, that's easy. It's like the Staples easy button. That's easy. I'm going to go there. So am I pissed at Edwin Diaz? Of course.
Yes.
My feeling right now at 2 o'clock is he probably didn't love us and want us as much as we love him.
Okay, so doesn't being upset with Edwin Diaz, because as you said, and you're right, he didn't want you because the money was not that significant. $3 million a year or so, whatever the number was.
The reported offer from the Mets was 3 years, 66. He ended up for 3 years, 69.
Yeah, so not even.
It's basically the same money.
Like $1 million a year. Yeah. So what do we, it's nothing. So we know that Edwin Diaz chose to go to the LA Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that lessen your anger
No.
Let's go next to David Stearns.
Oh, let's get to David Stearns. You play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. Isn't that a phrase?
Yeah, of course.
Is that an idiom? When you dance around and you get cute with contracts and you get cute with negotiations and you allow someone to get to free agency and you allow someone to dance with the two-time defending world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, when you allow the intoxication of living in Southern California and closing out games at Dodger Stadium, when you allow that to happen because you're so freaking cute with your checkbook, This could happen.
Right.
So, you're damn right I blame David Stearns. David Stearns has a lot to prove. What has he done here? What has he done here so far other than break our hearts? What's he done? He played cute games with Pete Alonso when he got lucky last year. He played cute games with Edwin Diaz, and he got slapped in the face. And he could sit there with his smug smile all day and tell us how smart he is. It's about actions. In year one, you won. Congratulations. In year two, you failed. In year two, you are one of the biggest failures we've ever seen. Doesn't mean I want you fired. Doesn't mean I'm giving up on you. But just like I gave you credit a year ago, I'm going to hold you to the fire now. Your smug smile has gotten us where? It got Edwin Diaz to L.A. So you want to play your cute games with negotiations? You want to be like, well, you know, we can't go to a fourth year. We can't go. You play that game, you allow this to happen. So you're damn right. I'm pissed at Edwin. I'm pissed at Stearns. You want me to get to the owner?
No, hold on, because we still got to stay here with David Stearns for a second. He did get you Juan Soto. He did spend over $800 million when it's all said
and done. Do you think one move exonerates everything else?
But that
is that how this works?
Was the generational move. It was the move that every other team in Major League Baseball wishes they could have made. They did not have the resources to do it, and David Stearns went and did it. Now, it was frustrating as hell for half the season because Juan Soto looked like a shell of who he ultimately ended up becoming for at the back half of the season, but he did get you Juan Soto.
I'm not talking about Juan Soto.
I know you're not talking about
move.
Juan Soto.
Does that exonerate everything from the future now?
No, it doesn't. But people are making it seem as if David Stearns is, I don't know, undermining the future of this Mets team. But you just spent over almost $1 billion on one guy. One guy. Now, it's for 15 years, but one guy.
What does that have to do with this?
It has everything
to
do with
this. It was a year ago. We move on. So they won 83 games. You let the best closer in the history of the franchise walk out the door on a contract that if you told me 5 days ago, I would have said, that's not even getting it done.
And you mitigated it by signing a pretty good closer as well, Devin Williams. Now, Devin Williams, 90.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Last year, notwithstanding, he's been pretty good.
Let me ask you a question. And I understand you weren't watching John Franco or Armando Benitez or Billy Wagner.
No.
But if I gave you a choice, because you're a smart guy, and I gave you a choice, and I said, all right, Devin Williams has been an elite closer.
Yes.
He has been. But now I'm asking him, potentially, we'll see what else the Mets do, to be the closer of the New York Mets in the biggest media market. Do you think he's probably going to resemble Armando Benitez? Or do you think he's going to resemble Edwin Sugar Diaz? What do you think?
If there's a middle there, I think he steps closer to Edwin Diaz than Armando Benitez.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope he becomes Edwin Diaz. Mm-hmm. But I have a very difficult time right now, especially a guy who failed in his 1 year in New York, to think he can fill those shoes. Those are tough shoes to fill for anybody. And you're going to ask Devin Williams to do it?
He failed early. At the end, he was okay. He was not the closer, but he was much better.
He is facing, and I don't care what anyone says, because Sean may laugh, Devin Williams, assuming he's the closer, because obviously they can still add Robert Suarez, they can make trades. I'm open-minded. If Devin Williams is the closer, I laugh at the pressure he faced last year in the Bronx compared to about what he's about to face now.
But don't you?
You're replacing the best closer in the history of the franchise.
But don't
he didn't replace Mariano Rivera.
Don't you have to wait and see how this plays out?
No. No. I'm not playing that game. You want to play that game? You can play that game.
Well, I'm not a Met fan, so I can play that game.
I'm going to react.
How it actually happens.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'll react when things happen. All right, I'm done waiting. I'm not going to sit here for 4.5 hours and tell you, well, I don't know. Kenley Jansen, screw it. In this moment, they allowed, because this is the part you can't dispute. No one could dispute. You could tell me it's all going to work out fine. Maybe it does. I don't know how this all plays out. They let the best closer in baseball walk out that door.
Mm-hmm.
And let me get to the owner. Because when billionaire Steve bought the team, the dream was days like today wouldn't happen. Because you'll always go the extra mile to make sure you keep your guys. And in the case of Edwin Diaz, he's not just our guy. He, again, undisputedly, is the best closer in baseball. And you allowed him to leave. You allowed him to sign with not just the team in your league, but the team that you're not even 10 miles away from in terms of being as good. The beauty of Steve Cohen, and he did it with Juan Soto, I genuflect, is that you would never let guys leave for a few dollars. And when I hear, well, Edwin Diaz never gave them a return phone call. Well, maybe if you didn't screw around for the last 2 weeks, and maybe if you were more aggressive in negotiating, this wouldn't have happened. And quite frankly, here's the other thing. I don't want to hear it. You can give me every excuse you wanted. Well, he didn't call back. He did that. He left. You allowed him to leave. That's on your resume. That's on Steve Cohen's resume. That's on David Stearns' resume. Because God knows neither of you guys brought him in. It's not like you executed the trade. Hello, Brody Van Wagenen, if you're out there. So you let him leave. Those are the facts. We could sit here all day and BS it and say, well, but this, but that, but this. Let's leak excuses. Edwin hates New York. You let him walk out the door on a contract that if I told you 48 hours ago, you would have said there's no way that's getting it done, and he's gone. So I'm sorry if I'm irrational. Too bad. Deal with it. I am pissed at this guy, Edwin Diaz. I am pissed at David Stearns. I'm pissed at Steve Cohen. And I hope that 6 weeks from now, or even a week from now, I can laugh about how emotional and toddlerific I was at 2:15 on a Tuesday. I hope I can. But in this moment, as I wear this giant L around my neck, I shouldn't be the only one wearing the L. Steve Cohen should wear the L. David Stearns should wear the L. Because the Mets are not in a better place today than they were 6 hours ago. They just let, I'll say it again for those in the back. They just let, and I'll do it calmly this time. They just let the best closer in the history of the franchise go to the Dodgers. And if anyone wants to call in or tell me why that's okay or that's no big deal, God bless you. God bless you. But the facts are the facts. Whether I'm a screaming lunatic or not, or you want to blame me or not, I don't care who's to blame. I am pissed that the best closer in the history of the franchise is on the Dodgers. Mm. That is on Steve Cohen's hands. That's on David Stern's hands. And maybe Edwin Diaz couldn't wait to leave. Screw him. Screw everybody. I'm pissed. And I think, by the way, this is one of those rare times where I represent everybody who's a Met fan. Or at least the majority. Because nobody is going to sit here trying to spin this garbage. So David, Mr. Stearns, good luck, pal. And I dare you. And I dare you, Steve. I dare you to let Pete Alonso go. Because I've said this before and I'll say it again. Schmucks like me, oh, I'll show up. I'll give you my stupid money. I'll wear the L all day. But most people listening aren't going to show up. But don't worry, Steve. You got your casino coming. So that's cool. We can all bet on your casino. You're going to let Pete Alonso leave now? I dare you to try to do that.
Yeah.
I dare you, David Stearns. You grew up as a Met fan. Great. I dare you to walk down the streets or walk into Citi Field when it's on your hands that you allowed Edwin Diaz to go to L.A. and Pete Alonso to go God knows where. And again, I pray to the baseball gods that I can laugh at this and say Evan was such a moron. Imagine how emotional he was. I hope I can laugh at the day. But today I don't laugh. Today I'm pissed. And everyone should be pissed at the fact that, I'll say it again, Edwin Diaz, the best closer in the history of the franchise, is in L.A. L.A. The Dodgers. The Dodgers!
I wish I could combat you, but I can't. I wish I could sit here and say this is all Edwin Diaz's fault because clearly he wanted to be with the L.A. Dodgers. But you make a valid point. If David Stearns and Steve Cohen wanted to sign Edwin Diaz for 3 years under $70 million, they should have gotten it done. They did not want to get it done for whatever reason. And now Pete Alonso is looming as, and right now his agent has every bit of leverage that he needs. Because the fan base is pissed. Now all that all of that headway that the Mets made in getting fans to come, they showed up last year. If Edwin Diaz, who's already out the door, is followed by Pete Alonso, there are not going to be eager fans streaming to Citi Field. That's a fact.
I just wish I didn't care this much. It pisses me off. I'm a grown man. I got two kids. Even Sean said earlier, it's just baseball. He's right.
Yep.
I'm a baby. It's just baseball. And yet I'm shaking right now. I'm physically ill right now because of what happened today. And I'm about to barf because I think what's going to happen next is worse. If this was bad, Edwin Diaz and the beautiful Trumpets going to L.A. If you think that was bad, Schwarber's off the books. You don't even have him as a backup plan anymore, even though he probably wasn't the backup plan. Can you imagine when Alonso walks through that door? Can you imagine what that's going to look like? But smile at me, David. Yeah, just give us a big smile and laugh, because you're really smart, and we're all stupid peasants.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.